Okay, so we're about to start Shas Sheni. Ben Adam Lamakom. Up to now, we've been dealing with Ben Adam Laatzmoy, meaning Avram Avinu. We're now about to start with Yitzchok. We'll be dealing with Yitzchok. We'll see. We'll summarize a lot of what we dealt with. It's a good chazara. And then we'll push forward. So the Kuf Nun Zayin Psicho. Adatai Saknu B'Sugyas Avram Avinu. Hizbanu B'Achove She'Avram Avinu Haya Rishon She'Giles Erech Atzmoy Es Cheshivoysoy Ha'Ishis Klape B'Reilom Ves Shumoso D'Tikun Abriya. Avram Avinu was the one who was, for the first time, was revealed his value, his importance, individual importance. He also had to build an arm, we understand, but first of all, he understood his individual importance, klape the Bayreila, and what he was able to contribute towards the Tikkun Abriya. Shkoyah. He was the one that revealed this system of relationship that includes a partnership and some kind of marriage, whatever that means, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Advarim uvuim b'midrash Tanchuma Pashas lech lecha peregimel v'yemer ashelo Avram lech lecho. Avram Avinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lech Lecha. What does the Midrash say about that? Zeh Shama Kosub, Shomi Bas Urui, Vateyaz Necho, Veshachichi Imcho, Vebeis Avicho. Says the Midrash, what is all this talking about? Let's break it up. Shimu Bas Urui, Vateyaz Necho, Zu Avram. Listen to me, my daughter, and see. Bend your ear, that's Avram. V'shachachim chove beis avicha ze'avoydes kechovim ha'mezolot. And forget about your people and the house of your father. That's the mezolot, the mezolot that he was involved in. V'yito ha'melech yoficho. Ze'melech v'alchem ha'kodesh baruch hu. V'chofetz le'foyse v'alam hazeh v'alam haba ein shab. That's the Midrash Tanchuma. Avram, listen carefully, leave all your avodah zarah and come hang out with me. Avram Avinu haya rishon shegiles mareches hayechasim hakaimus bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebriya. Ki mareches shel ishtoi kegufoi. This is nothing new yet. Everything you said here, we're just reminding ourselves what he said. He was the one who understood that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs him, and it's all Midah Keneged Midah. You know what that means, Midah Keneged Midah. What does it mean, Midah Keneged Midah? It means that Keshem, we have a mitzvah lachta b'drochot, correct? If you understand this, you'll never need to know anything else. Listen carefully. I don't know what you'll do for the rest of the week. You'll take this and build it because this is Kulut Teira Kulay. There's a mitzvah alachta bedrochov. Hashem shur rachum afatar rachum. Hashem also has a mitzvah alachta bedrochov. Hashem walks in our ways. There's a covenant here. There's a bris, zekeli van veyu. Him and me, we one. So if I have to walk in his ways, he has to walk in my ways, no? And he does. Where do we see that? That might be the Shailish. That might be the Shailish, but I'll show it to you much more clearly. Keshem Shu Rachum Afata Rachum, etc., etc., etc. Sit down and shush. You're not supposed to be here, that's why. We had an arrangement.
We did.
Good, okay. Shnia.
Hashem, Avraham Avinu was taking the lead and davening Rachmanis on the Olam.
Ulai, much more simple. Hashem Shu Rachum Afata Rachum. We have a chiyuv to walk in Hashem's ways. You ever heard of Midah Keneged Midah? Kol mi shemeracham ala briyos, merachim alav mina shamayim. Whoever has rachamim on his fellow man, Hashem has rachamim on him. Midah keneged midah. Hashem tzilcha al yad yaminecha. The way you behave, Hashem behaves to you. The way Hashem behaves, you have to behave. It's a system of relationship. We have to walk in his ways, and he set up a system. We have to walk in our ways. He relates to us the way we function. You're achzori, Hashem's achzori to you. You're kind, Hashem's kind to you. Hashem shu'arachum afatarachum, kol ha-merachim alav priyas, merachim alav min ha-shamayim. Not just that we have to do everything he tells us and he sits there quietly. No. We put on tefillin because there's a musag of tefillin by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We put on tefillin. It's not just about do the commandments. It's about this relationship, and that's what Avraham Avinu discovered. Do you understand that? Do you understand the Yisod HaYisodos of Kol HaYiddishkeit Shelanu? No breach of contract. No breach of contract. No. When you plug into your GPS where you want to go, and your GPS gives you the best, quickest, easiest, nicest way to get there, and you take a wrong turn, the ways doesn't turn around to you and say you're in breach of contract, go on your own now. You're on your own now, Bebchik. No, it recalculates in order to get you back to where you want you to get. When your child does something you didn't want him to do, and you know that if he carries on that path, it's not going to be good. So you do whatever you need to correct him to get back onto the correct path because you know where you want him to go. No, it's not based. There's no breach of contract. It's reciprocal on the journey.
He has to respond to us.
Correct. Midah keneged midah. 100%. Hashem tzilcho al yad yimelecha. We're holding Hashem. We decide whether we go first class, whether we go the easy way, the high road, the low road. Yeah, we decide. In the areas where we have a chir, obviously, in the areas where it's a kol b'nei shamayim, no. But in the areas where chutz me'ir shamayim, avada. Avada. That's called shutfus, no? If you don't earn the schar, you're not going to get it. Hashem's going to fail. The whole reason for the priya comes to a crashing, bankrupt end. Hashem will make sure it doesn't happen, but that's another story. Midah keneged midah. Well, what, you never thought before when you thought about midah keneged midah, you just never thought about it. That's what it means. Okay. B'shel kach yisid Avraham Avinu v'sholom bo'ilom es yisod midas ha-chesed. Shikfi shebiyanu chesed im ha-kodesh baruch hu. What's the chesed? We're on the kuf nun zayin. What is the chesed that Avraham Avinu was miyased? Avraham is midas ha-chesed. Chesed in kitshe brichu. Kamu bevaray emeno. Vaynoid bezoah chodesh mishpotim, which is this week's parsha. I'm sure when you're doing shnei mikra and zoah, you'll see it there in daf kuf yud dalet amud beis. Ubegilas chesed ha'ukmu daha ein chosid ela mischesed im koino. Shere ein chosid ela mischesed im koino. There's no chesed and there's no chosid, except someone who does chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sounds strange. Shekol ha'mitzvah shemakayim, mataroson legoel be'em es ha'shchina, ubezeo eise chesed im ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs you do, the goal is to release the Shekhinah, and with that, you're doing chesed im ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, ayin shav. L'achar shelmadnu al archeinu v'chashivisayinu v'archeinu sheh es mareches ha'chesim sheh ben Yisro la'avim shemayim, and it does keitzav chayim v'poil al pi ma'arechet zu. Now that we know everything about the foundations of how this system of relationship between us and ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu was set up, we now need to know how we go about doing that halacha l'mayis, so practically, how do you live like that? Lemaise Yitzchak Avinu lachas shekibul mi'ov Avraham Avinu says Hakorav ve'yadir shetanu liyo. Avraham Avinu passed over everything we've been learning the last few months to Yitzchak. Bona ve'yotzam areches kesher zu v'chay lefio. He built this relationship and lived according to it. Yitzchak Avinu amada avoida ma'ave semel shel hiskashrus hanivro leboiroi. What? Yitzhak represents is the pillar of Avoida. Avram is the pillar of Chesed. Yitzhak the pillar of Avoida. And that reflects this connection, this communication, this contact between the creation and the creator. Inyan ha-karbonus shu omad avoida, karbonus, shol shanayetz b'midosa shel Yitzchok, sherehu atzmai na'akad al-gabe mizbech, v'nizkadosh lois oida tmima. He wasn't just knowledgeable about karbonus, he didn't just do karbonus, he was the korban. Kol chayv shel Yitzchok hayu shel sheres acher shel dveikus u'mesiris nefesh l'kodesh bochu v'itl mukhlat klapesh Yizbola. His life was one big bittul and mesiris nefesh and total focused dedication to one thing and one thing only, a kodesh boro. Hatam shebi itov hu lo yoichel teis mem eretz mitzrayel, he couldn't leave eretz yisrael. Ki yitzchak lo yochol ha'el itporin mipolton shel melech memokam ashor sashkine. He can't leave there. He's completely connected and he can't break that kesher. Yitzchok was an oile tmima, he was mekadesh on Amiria, and he had no shaykhes, he couldn't turn his mind to anything to do with Olam Hazeh, therefore he couldn't daven to have children. That's what the Ksav HaKabbalah says, why didn't Yitzchok daven for children? Didn't get it. Hard to understand because having children wasn't about Olam Hazeh. Having children was about building Klal Yisrael. We'll see one day maybe that was more the woman's, the imois, more involved in building Klal Yisrael. Yitzhak was building another aspect of Klal Yisrael. Anyway, that's not our subject now. It's more Murkav, but just bear that in mind. Rekel told us of how he avoided Hashem is Barak. His Ika avoided, and what he gave us was the avoided Hashem. Therefore, Yaakov managed to go off and find his own wife. Abraham managed. Yitzhak couldn't find a wife. He didn't know. You have to send Eliezer to go find him a shidduch. Well, that's called Olam Hazeh, Tzarich Iyun. V'gam kan lo har v'lipalel rak li'hapartas ishtoi bilvad. The only time he started davening for a child, when his wife made it quite clear to him that's what she wanted from him. He didn't know he had a mitzvah, he didn't have a mitzvah, the rice to get married. What was going on there? Anyway, we'll see before Matan Torah, the Avos conducted themselves, l'fiyah inyan shel halacha, not always l'fiyah, the expression of the halacha, ayin b'nefesh ha'chaim b'arichas. That's why Yaakov could marry two sisters, even though it's awesome in a Torah. Okay. Not our subject again, either. We're just doing some chazor of it. Yitzhak ha'amid es ha'dveikus b'korosh boruch u'burum piskosoi v'huze shahin chilanu bono v'chore v'sakoyach liyoiz kshurim v'kesha amitzim ha'korosh boruch ad kedei mesiris nefesh. His whole avoiding was dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pinnacle of dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the one that we inherited from him. He bequeathed to us, his children after him, this kesher to be bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad kedei mesiris nefesh. Harayon shel levoy es darko hayashim efshe be'emes to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu menyen sheniten lo'y kviyochol im kenerei ani noiten es kol asheli lo'yvai v'afilu es nav shenitoi avuli. If what my father taught me is correct, said Yitzchok, that you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm going to give him everything, including myself. That Yidden have been prepared and been able to give up their lives to the entire history of Klal Yisrael, Kadmoinim explained, came from the Shoresh that we got from Yitzchok at the Akedah. Why not from Amram Bukastim? Because he didn't jump into the fire. He was thrown into the fire. Okay, we'll see. There was Mesiras Nefesh. Amram, but the Bimaisa Nefesh that we got from Yitzchok. We're still in that Dhamma, so you have to just be patient to start getting interesting again. We're just putting down some basic Yisoidus here. Chazal tiknish b'kol boker nema shaloi sidrei shel brachos. those of you open your siddur, you'll notice that there's three orders of brachas. Birkas HaShocha, Birkas HaTeirev, and Birkas Kriya Shema. Siddur brachas eilem u'chavenes keneged gimel ha'avos. And they align with the three avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Birkas HaShocha, המקוונס כנגד אבן רבינו, אני לא יודעים להכיר את עצמנו, וכמו כן אנו מכירים עד כמה אנו חשובים לפני הבוירים. In Birkas HaShocha, you learn things about yourself, and you realize how חושב you are to הקדוש ברוך הוא. בבירקס השיוצא אנו מגלים עד כמה הגוף שלנו היינו חושב וקודש. We realize when you say השיוצא, you understand how important and קודש your goof is. שהרי הוא עומד לפני כיסא הכובד. Your goof is up there somewhere in the kisei kovod. You know where you do. Lifnei kisei kvei decho. The beggars have no kind of shama megalim ki ata meshamre bekirvi. In Elokeinu shama, we reveal that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is taking care that my neshama should be in my goof. Kol rega mechayenu choshuv hu lifnei Hashem isparach shere b'shel kach hu meshamre bekirvi. My existence is very important to Hashem because He's personally taking care of the fact that my neshama stays in my guf. Let's be honest, we don't, unless you really have an ego issue, we don't really understand why we are so choshuv and what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me so much. We don't really get it. Mani, mani, klo b'chai, what do I give him? Mikol mokam, ani yodeh, kimu meshames, aneshome b'kirbi. I understand if he's taking the time and trouble to make sure that I'm here. Rezu ochocha, shani mani, klo mashu, b'etzam, abu adegi, shani chai. There must be something about my life that's important. That's why I'm still alive. Lachem ikan, ane loim dim od, ki ipchas l'chorosh b'ocho meni, v'udoig li l'kol tzarchi. Then we say the brachos that show very clearly that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, is concerned for me, and is providing me with everything I need. Everything. Everything you have and everything you need are in those brachos. You have shoes, you have a belt, you have everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Enormous simchas, enormous pleasures that Hashem bestows upon us. Birkas HaTorah mechavenes neged Yaakov Avinu, kefi shema titen emes leYaakov and emes ele leTorah, ele Torah. Birkas Kriyas Shema mechavenes keneged Yitzchak Avinu, sherei zehu mesiras nefesh al yichud Hashem. That's what Kriyas Shema is. Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is mesiras nefesh al yichud Hashem. Lelamdecha shebekol yom veyom kedei sheyudi yatzliach b'shlichuso v'tafkidoi. Coming to teach us that every day, in order for a Jew to be matzliach in what he's setting out to do today, his mission, nizkaku lechizuk shel oisa gimel yosaydus, he needs chizuk in those three foundations. Shehem chilu levenot avonu avaseinu kadoshim avram v'yitzchak v'yaakov, they're the ones that planted the seeds of those avoiders, and we reap the benefits of it. Okay. Mesiras nefesh, Aisim it's Yusuf shel Yitzchak Avinu od b'chayov. Hu amnam chay, aval Yisrael lo b'bechina she'af rei tzobu v'monoch monayach lifnei Hashem al gabei ha-mizbayach. Yitzchak Avinu was alive, he lived, and in his ashes lie on the mizbayach in front of Hashem. Where are the ashes of Yitzchak lie in front of Hashem? Nobody killed him, he wasn't burnt. So then when you say slichus every year, you lie. Because we say, may the ashes of Yitzchak come before you. You understand what that means. Yitzchak's name, by the way, represents that his name is Yitzchak, which means Keitzchai. He lives in death. He's dead, but he's alive. You understand what that means. Ein lo shum metzias atzmi, had no existence of his own. Who eifer? Avraham Avinu started that. Off of a eifer ani, it doesn't mean that he knew he was nothing. Get that out of your mind. That's not a Jewish concept. When Abraham really said eifer v'offer ani, he wasn't saying I'm nothing. He was explaining what his essence in life was. Remind me to go into that one day. It's a nice of sheish. Every ounce of his being was focused and dedicated to one thing. That's very nice. That's wonderful. We had a grandfather who was Yitzhak Avinu, and he had this unbelievable darga. It's really not kashur to me. Abraham's easier to relate to. It's a little bit, you know, off the charts, but out the door. But too serious for me. You know, 24/7, just total focus and dedication. It's not hard to see where we have anything to do with me. The Shem Kachalainu La'amik M'shtei Subyas Amukres V'chamures. Shebe'etzem Heim Nachshavas V'Subyachas. In order to get to some Tzvis of our Yitzhak has something actually to do with me, we have to learn two very important sugyas, deep and very serious, and they're really one sugya. Harishoni chai emunah v'betochet, the first sugya we have to learn is the sugya of how do you live emunah and betochet? What is emunah and betochet? Yosoda betochet b'roreinu u'id batlut mukhletet v'tzoynis barach u'kefi sheyivah l'kaman b'achovet. The Yisod of Betochen in our generation is the nullification of oneself completely to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we'll explain as we go weiter. Very, very practical. No, otherwise we wouldn't have two words for them. How long have you been learning to know that if there's a word in Munin, there's a word Betochen, they're two completely different things. They're connected. We don't even know what Imuna is. Imuna makes no sense at all. Imuna makes no sense at all. Think about it. If you know the thing, you don't have to be mami. I don't have imuna that there's a book here. You say to me, I have imuna? No, I know it. And if I don't know it, why should I believe it? Why should I believe something I don't know? Isn't that what all these false religions are about? Imagination. You just believe because you believe because it's whatever. Where's the room for imuna in a Jewish world? What does imuna mean? Let's go through the, how do you translate imuna?
What I translate
it? Translate it to English. English is not the way to go, but we don't have a choice. Translate it into English. Quickly, without
belief in HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Belief. Yes. Imuna. Faith. Oh, believed faith. No. Don't know. Blind faith. Believe faith. Blind faith.
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Oh, we're getting closer to the truth.
Knowledge.
No, knowledge is das. Knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge is an emuna. They're the opposite. Okay, that's where we go wrong. Because Hashem also has emuna. Kail emuna Hashem. Hashem also is. A ma'amin has emuna. That's a bit strange. Huh? Yeah. So the David's about as close as you'll get. It's called faithfulness. Faithful to what? Faithful to what you know when you don't know it. If I know it, I don't need to be faithful to something because I know it now.
How do you know it? Something you know when you don't know it? What
does that mean? I know something and I'm faithful to it, even though now I don't know it. But I'm faithful to what I know. Give you a marshal. I'll give you a marshal. Let's give the marshal that you'll understand it very clearly. Just 1 second. We've mentioned this many times here, but maybe for those who haven't heard it and for those who have heard it, but they've forgotten to apply to their day-to-day lives. Let's look at it again. A Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you and you know that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How you know, let's not go into that now, let's just the purposes of a marshal. You know that this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you're not having some kind of a weird trip. By the way, this does happen to you. You should see me or somebody else afterwards. And Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and he says, listen, tomorrow morning, I want you to go down to Masada. Yes, thank you. You see where it fits in here? Oh. Go down to Masada. You know, there's a mountain down there, whatever. Or go up to the Chemon. I don't really mind. Find yourself a nice tall mountain. Yeah. Climb up to the top. Take the cable car, Loich Batli. Wait at the top until the sun comes up. As people are starting to daven, Nate, I want you to jump. Oh, you go there, you'll see there's a cliff there and whatever, 3,000 foot top. But don't worry, I'll catch you. Now, you know that's Hashem. So what do?
You go.
You hit the snooze button tomorrow morning? No, you get up bright and early and off you go down to Masada, yeah? And you climb up and you go, then you stand there. And as the sun starts peering up, you jump, right? Not so simple. Hello, Hashem, remember me? Remember you? I'm going to jump. You're going to catch me? Really? Maybe, Ulai, maybe not. You see, there's doubts here.
Maybe Hashem meant it metaphorically.
Maybe there's doubts here. Now, you don't have the knowledge because the knowledge is not there anymore. If Hashem's standing next to you now and says, jump, I'm right there. Don't worry, everything's fine. So who wouldn't jump? But it's all you can hear is the wind howling through the rocks. It doesn't sound like Hashem. If you jump, what midah did you use to jump? You're being faithful to what you know when you don't know it. Because if you know it now, that's not emunah. That's knowledge. We're asked to do that all the time. We know things, but we have doubts. That's when you become faithful to what you know to override the doubts. Okay. But Tochen is the sense of security that you feel when you have emunah. Emunah is the theory and Betochen is the lemaisa. We'll see. We'll see. We're going to deal with this for a long time. That's the first thing we're going to have to learn about in depth. When a person lives with that knowledge, that he knows that everything comes from Hashem, the business deal he did that was brilliant, with the share he gave that was fantastic. The wealth he has, everything that's going on in his life, that's all very nice. It doesn't come because you're clever, because you're talented. The second thing we're going to have to learn in depth, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Malikatala Kula, Malikatala Palga. As the Gemara says, what's the difference if it's a little death or a big death? What's a little death for a big death? You kill somebody a little bit, you kill him a lot. Hayasurim nechshavim kamisa b'miktzas. Yisurim are like little deaths. Hay ma'od chashuvim, and they're very important. Zechina lichyot b'dor sheba choshich chas haaretz. We merit to live in a generation where darkness covers the world. Chavilin d'me'ikin soivim b'mesonu b'kotzat. Sorrows and problems, bundles, mountains of them surround us from all sides. We can literally say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Alecha Horgonu Kol Hayoyim. We're dying every day for you. We have to know how to live those little debts as Kiddush Hashem. Okay, thank God we got through the Hakdama. We can start actually working on the sugya tomorrow. Start from the beginning. Build up the sugya from the beginning. Get rid of all the false, incorrect things we know and whatever, and build the sugya and understand it properly. And you'll see it gives rise to very difficult questions, which have to be dealt with in order to function properly. This is very halacha lemaisa. No.